Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, it's me, Ishan Akbar, welcoming you to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. Fiverr's the digital marketplace of talented freelancers in over 500 categories. Whatever you need, you can find all the talent in one place. And this is the podcast where every week we learn a lesson from an inspiring guest. A few weeks ago, we passed our 1 millionth download thanks to you. Since then, we've been wanting to hear your thoughts, and now is your final chance before we close on 7th of July 2021. Remember, there are some prizes up for grabs, so head over to lp.fiverr.com/929. Let's get into this week's podcast. Our guest this week has made it his mission to make use of wonky veg and fruit. It's the co-founder of Dash, Alex Wright. Alex and his business partner were farmers who saw firsthand how much food was going to waste, which is why they created Dash. Today, Alex is telling us why, when it comes to sustainability, actions speak louder than words. So tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
The lesson I want to share with you today is sustainability and that actions speak louder than words.
Okay, now this kind of makes sense. Actions do speak louder than words, but isn't making a statement about sustainability really important in getting the organization thinking about it?
Yeah, I think a statement is fantastic, and it is really important to get everyone thinking about the actions that they need to take. But for us, sustainability is a word that's used a lot. However, we want to make sure that sustainability is more than what we've done and what we propose to do, but actually about what we crack on and do ourselves.
So for the uninitiated, tell us a bit more about Dash Water.
Dash is a really simple product. So our soft drink range is crafted with what we say three simple ingredients, which is spring water from Herefordshire, wonky fruit and veg, and bubbles, so it's carbonated. We started the brand 4 years ago, and it's because my co-founder, Jack, and I both come from farming backgrounds. And so we saw that up to 30% of the fruit and veg across the Western world goes to waste. So if food waste was a landmass with the amount of CO2 that it emits, it would be the third largest landmass in the world after China and the US. So that's something that is fundamental to the business. As I say, we started the business 4 years ago. Now our products are ranged in about 5,000 stores. This year we'll sell about 11 million cans. But importantly, we'll infuse over 300 tons of surplus fruit and veg that would otherwise go to waste.
I mean, that sounds absolutely amazing, and it's a really important thing that you're doing. In terms of Dash, what does sustainability in action look like?
Actually, one of the benefits from COVID last year was that we had a little bit more time to do the projects that we've been meaning to look at for a little while. So we're only a small team of 10, so we like to say that we punch above our weight. But one of the projects that we did last year was partnering with a carbon analytics company. And out of this, we measured the carbon that we produce per can. So for each can that we make, it emits 0.11 kilograms, so 110 grams of CO2. And so that's a great way of going around measuring the output. And from this, we've been able to ensure that we're able to reduce it. So how have we done that? We now get our black currants and raspberries from within a 15-mile radius of where we produce the products in Herefordshire. The spring water that we use comes out the ground from the spring in Herefordshire. Within 7 minutes, it goes into the can, and it hasn't seen sunlight for 30 years. So keeping a really close knit radius of where we source our raw ingredients really contributes to bringing down that CO2 amount per can.
For someone listening to this episode, they'll be thinking, right, Alex, I get it, but now you want me to start thinking about sustainability on top of everything else that I'm trying to do and trying to run this business, whether I'm at the beginning, whether I'm in the middle, whether I'm a big company. How do I instill this action-based approach to sustainability in my business? What are the practical things I need to do?
I think the practical things are, firstly, being super inquisitive and making sure that you really look into where your raw materials come from. From a consumer aspect, I think it's about trying to educate oneself about what's going on. Simply putting an understanding of how much waste you recycle or don't recycle each week, how many times are you filling up your bin each week and then chucking that away. And then if you think about it, times it by the population of the UK, 65 million, then that's a hell of a lot of waste that is happening each year. And it puts it into a bit of perspective that the quantity is vast. From a business level, there are some fantastic accreditations that one can look into. One of the best known is B Corp, which just joined last year. And B Corp is fantastic as a process to go through at really ensuring that everything that you do as a business, whether it's from the supply chain, the team that you have, some of your overheads like your office and the customers that you work with, are all held to a really high standard on sustainability.
Tell me a bit more about your relationship with customers from a sustainability perspective. Do you listen to them?
I think consumers are generally becoming really proactive with making sure that they are able to get their voices heard on key actions like sustainability. So a large percentage of our sales go direct to consumer. And so what that means is that we are able to have a really good communication flow with the end consumer. So when someone buys a box of Dash off our website, they are then able to email us directly and have a bit of a chat. We quite regularly send out surveys to those that opt into them. So one of the things that we, one of the questions that we asked the other day on our survey was about 2,000 people replied to when we were launching our soda water mixer cans, how important and how clear is the messaging about our sustainability angle of reducing food waste. And so that kind of direct line of feedback is so important for making sure that we're able to amplify the message.
Give me one tip to improve sustainability in your business and give me one tip to improve sustainability in your personal life.
One tip to be more sustainable in your personal life is to just have a think about that bag of salad that is at the bottom of your fridge drawer and make sure you use all of that salad before it gets a little bit moldy or damp and you want to chuck it in the bin. Just use it. That's the personal side. For the business side, I think it's really important to measure one's carbon output. As I was saying, Carbon Analytics is a fantastic business to do it through.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us on 929. Brilliant guest.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to speak with you and look forward to catching up soon.
Alex was clear that paying lip service might feel good, but it doesn't really achieve anything. Taking practical steps that are embedded in your business really helps to make a difference. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Remember that we want to hear from you, so head over to lp.fiverr.com/929 for your final chance to give us some feedback and win. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a review and I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.